All right, everyone, buckle up. Today's deep dive is all about making choices, but not just many choices. We're talking about those tricky situations where you've got options, uncertainty, and you really want to come out on top.
We see those all the time, right? Mm. Not just a simple yes or no, but like multiple paths you could take.
Exactly. And we're drawing inspiration from a recent blog post we bumped into, really fascinating stuff. They dug into some new research about a different way to approach decision making, and it's got us thinking.
Yeah, it's really about going beyond just knowing what might happen if you take a certain action.
Right. Like, we often get stuck on whether or not to do something at all. Is it better than doing nothing? But this is different. This is about choosing the best option out of several possibilities.
Exactly. And that's where traditional methods might fall a bit short. They often focus on what we call causal effects.
So, like, if I make this change, will it directly cause this outcome?
Yeah, basically. Which is useful information, of course, but it doesn't give you the full picture when you've got a range of choices in front of you, each with its own set of potential outcomes, good and bad.
Okay, so let's make this concrete. Imagine you're a doctor. You're deciding on the dosage of medication for a patient. It's not just about whether the medicine works, right?
Right.
It's about finding that optimal dose, the one that's going to be most effective for that particular person.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
And that's where this new research comes in. They've come up with a framework that takes those traditional cause and effect predictions and adds some really interesting layers to them.
Okay, I'm hooked. Break it down for me. What's the secret sauce here?
Well, they actually combine those causal effect estimates with a couple of other powerful concepts. First, they factor in uncertainty.
Uncertainty. So, like, how sure are we that things will actually play out the way we expect?
Yes. It's about acknowledging that we don't have a crystal ball. And more importantly, it's about considering what might happen if things go wrong.
Okay, that makes sense. No one wants to make a decision without at least thinking about the potential downsides.
Exactly. And to measure and manage that downside risk, they use something called conditional value at risk, CVR for short.
CVR sounds a bit intimidating.
It's really not that complicated.
Yeah.
Instead of just looking at the average outcome, CVR helps us look at those less than ideal scenarios, those what if things go south. Possibilities.
So it's like we're not ignoring the potential for things to go wrong, but we're also not letting fear paralyze us. We're acknowledging the risk and finding ways to mitigate it.
Exactly. And there's one more piece to this puzzle, something called a prediction condition.
All right, prediction condition, I'm listening. What's that all about?
So this part is all about confidence. It basically says, hey, only recommend an action if you're really, truly confident that it's going to lead to a better outcome than doing nothing at all.
So it's like we need to be extra sure that making a change is actually going to be worthwhile, right? Not just changing things for the sake of it.
Exactly. It's about making smart, strategic moves. And the researchers actually put this framework to the test using a real-world scenario, adjusting credit card limits.
Oh, interesting. So how did that work? How'd they apply all these concepts?
Well, they used data from a financial tech company, transaction history, credit limits, all that good stuff. And their goal was to figure out the best way to adjust credit limits for each customer.
So not like a one-size-fits-all approach, more like personalized recommendations.
Precisely. Now, a more traditional method might just look at past spending patterns and try to predict how much a person would spend if they had a higher limit.
Yeah, kind of like past behavior predicts the future sort of thing.
Exactly. But this new approach, it takes things a step further. It incorporates those extra layers we talked about, uncertainty, and that prediction condition. So they use CVR to factor in the uncertainty of those predictions, basically acknowledging that things might not go exactly as planned. You know, there's always a chance of things going south.
Right. Like, what if someone gets a higher limit and then can't handle the debt?
Exactly. So they built that in. And then they apply that prediction condition, only recommending a limit increase if they were really confident that it would actually lead to a bigger profit for the company than just leaving the limit as is.
Okay, so they're being careful, making sure they're not taking unnecessary risks. But how did they define improvement in this case? Was it just about maximizing profit, or were there other things they considered?
That's a great question. Because it wasn't just about profit. They also had to balance those potential gains against the risk involved, like a customer's ability to actually manage a higher balance.
So it's about finding that balance between like maximizing profit, but also making responsible decisions. I'm guessing that's where this whole CVR thing really comes in handy, helps them evaluate those potential drawbacks.
Absolutely. It's like having a safety net while still aiming for the stars. By looking at the full spectrum of possibilities, the good, the bad, and the potentially ugly, they were able to make more informed decisions, ones that were both ambitious and responsible.
This is making me think of that saying, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. Would you say that sums up this approach?
I think that's a great way to put it. Cautious optimism. It's about setting ambitious goals, absolutely, but also acknowledging that obstacles might pop up and having a plan to deal with them if they do.
Okay, this is really making me think differently about how we make decisions. It seems like this kind of approach could have a big impact on all sorts of fields, not just finance, healthcare, business strategy, really anything where the choices you make have important consequences. But I'm also wondering, is there a downside to being too cautious? Like, could you miss out on opportunities because you're so focused on what could go wrong?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's a real balancing act.
Yeah, it's like you don't want to be so cautious that you never actually take any risks.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about finding that sweet spot.
So for you, what was the most interesting part of all of this? What really stood out?
For me, it's the idea of incorporating uncertainty and a prediction condition into the mix. It's not just about knowing what might happen. It's also about how confident we are in that prediction and whether it's actually going to make things better.
Right. Like, we're not just blindly following predictions. We're adding this extra layer of analysis, making sure that any actions we take are actually aligned with our goals. And it's almost empowering in a way, right? Because if you've carefully considered the risks, you can actually be bolder in your decision making.
Absolutely. It's about being thoughtful, but not letting fear hold you back. It makes you wonder, how many decisions could we improve if we all took this approach? And I'm not just talking about big, complex decisions. I mean, even in our everyday lives.
That's what I was thinking. Like, maybe we can apply some of these principles even when we're not dealing with huge data sets and algorithms, like those gut feeling decisions we make all the time.
Exactly. It's about being more mindful and deliberate, even in those everyday situations. Let's say you're trying to decide whether or not to take a new job. Instead of just focusing on the potential salary increase, maybe you also consider things like work-life balance, the company culture, opportunities for growth.
It's like you're defining what better actually means to you in that specific situation. So it's not just about choosing between option A or option B. It's about understanding what matters most.
Exactly.
Okay, so for our listeners out there who are thinking, all right, I'm ready to level up my decision-making game, what's one key takeaway they can start using today?
I'd say it's this. Don't just focus on predicting the most likely outcome. Think about the full range of possibilities, consider those less than ideal scenarios, and make sure that whatever action you choose, you're confident that it's actually going to move you closer to your goals.
I love it. Be bold, be thoughtful, be confident. This has been a fantastic deep dive. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And remember, the next time you're facing a tough choice, don't just make a decision, make it a great decision. Until next time.